You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We'll have some C-Block here in a minute, but also the Brian Schottenheimer press conference coming up from Oxnard, California. This is the week where they start to get ready for the first preseason game, which, by the way, Michael was never going to play in, so that, like, him not being around for that, not that big of a deal in my opinion. Most of these, it's going to be a lot of guys that are trying to make this team.
Joe Milton time, baby!
Joe Milton time, which, and Will Grier, like, that's going to be fun. I'll tell you this. I think that this preseason could be a lot more fun with Joe Milton than it was with Trey Lance last year. Because I've just watched the guy for a couple weeks, and I was like, that looks like it's going to be fun.
Well, Trey Lance just got to be aggravating because you kept waiting for him to get better.
Yes. Yeah. And or do something like that,
right?
That grew it. Yeah.
Because physically, he looks like he should be able to do a lot.
Yeah. But mentally, he didn't have the reps.
No.
He didn't get enough time. Now, then you saw him with the Chargers look really good because he had that experience under his belt.
8 years of backing up quarterbacks, he should finally start to look halfway decent.
The Rangers get started this week with the New York Yankees. Now, here's the thing with the Rangers situation. They are currently 2 games out of a wild card spot. They're currently 4.5 games out of first place in their own division. Seattle's in front of them for the last wild card spot. Seattle's also in front of them in the division, but the Astros are currently at the top. But again, 4.5 games out of the division lead, 2 games out of a wild card spot. Guess which team is a half game into the wild card spot? That is the New York Yankees. So you get the Yankees here. This is a great opportunity for the Rangers to steal and flip their spot in the wild card. You sweep the Yankees.
You need to take 2 out of 3.
You're right. 2 out of 3 is a need. You sweep them. You did what the Marlins just did to them, and you are now pushing yourself into a very good category. The Marlins aren't that great of a team either, so that's a good thing too. And the Yankees lost 3 in a row, 4 of their last 10 that they've won there, so that's another factor. Let's go out to Oxnard, where Brian Schottenheimer's on the press conference.
Morning, sir.
Morning. Actually, afternoon.
It's afternoon, sorry.
Not yet. Okay. Touche.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Your thoughts on what would you like to see from your team in tomorrow's scrimmage?
Execution, physicality, kind of our identity. You know, I want to see us, you know, play smart, play physical, play with the effort that is expected. And then there's going to be mistakes, but I'd love to see some young guys really take some big steps up. And I'm excited to go against a different colored jersey one. But some different scheme, you know. It's fun to have to change gears and do that. So, but really, just kind of see our identity come into vision.
The way you guys have been practicing and what we will see tomorrow will be.
Well, hopefully, not much different, you know, in terms of the effort, the energy. I expect that never changes. I mean, that's the expectation, you know, Calvin. We don't want to change what we're doing. You put another jersey out there, you don't change the way you work, you don't change the way you run to the ball, you don't change the way you try to block and close on the ball and contain things on defense. So again, I don't expect it'll be much different. Hopefully the pace is one that's exciting.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys. Speaking of the plan, will you do more 7-on-7, 1-on-1 drills? I mean, because I know what you do is unique, maybe not the same, but they do with their practice. Have y'all talked about that kind of plan?
We have. Yeah, Sean and I worked through it a couple days ago. He and I will jump on a call this afternoon just to finalize everything. You'll see a 7-on-7 period today here with us today, but tomorrow it's mostly team stuff. Try to get the 11-on-11 stuff going. Their offensive and defensive line, obviously, going against our offensive defensive line. Those are things that you want to see because of the matchups and things like that. But no 7-on-7, mostly team drills.
And I know you've talked to your team about fighting. Historically, or at least in a few times that they've had practices against the Rams, there's been a lot of fights. I don't know.
That's around the league. Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's around the league. Yeah. I was in River Falls a long time ago when it was a melee. Yeah. Yeah.
Made a point to readdress that with your team and talk to Sean about that and how y'all going to handle that sort of thing.
Yeah, it doesn't change. It doesn't change who we are. You know, you can't throw punches. You know, it's whether you're practicing against yourself, whether you're practicing against the Rams, whether you're practicing against the Ravens, in a game you can't throw punches. And, again, will it get chippy? Maybe. You know, two really physical teams going at it head-to-head, but don't go over the line. You know, play to the edge, but don't go over the edge. And that's the message that's constant, no matter what we're doing and however we're competing.
All right, Todd Archer with ESPN. What will Micah do today? Will he be on the field, and how's he been in the meetings the last few days?
Been really good. You know, I think you'll see a lot of the same things he's been doing. The meetings have been really good. Like I said, what you see from him is the coaching piece of it and all that that he's doing, diving into the other guys, and I don't think you'll see much different, but again, very engaged, ask good questions, and you know, I don't think that's going to change. And
maybe not a big deal, but he came out, he wasn't in his practice jersey.
Yeah, not a big deal. I mean, we want all of our guys to be the same, and again, there's usually a reason if a guy's not in that, but again, for the most part, we're a team. We're going to always act like a team, and you know, usually you'll see them all in gear. Yeah, he's doing fine. Kind of a maintenance thing, you know, nothing that should prevent him from playing, but yeah, he should be fine. Maybe a little bit limited today. I'll go figure that out when I get done here, but nothing that we're concerned about.
And then with Lyle Collins, has he looked as just a tackle, or is there tackle guard there?
No, he's got tackle guard flex. I think, you know, John, he can, you know, he's more comfortable on the right. You know, so we'll start him out over there on the right, playing some tackle and maybe a little bit inside. But for him, it's a ramp-up period. You know, he's no different than, you know, when you bring these players in, you know, you got to kind of ramp them up. They're not quite ready to go. Like Kenneth Murray missed a couple of days, so he comes back, and you don't immediately throw him back into practice. You start with individual. You start doing things like that, getting them moving, doing football moves and things like that. And so LC will get a few reps today, and it'll be good to see him get back out there and shake some of the rust off.
Nick Harris, former Star Telegram. Obviously, these reps for Tyler Guyton would have been so valuable here in training camp. With him being out, how much value can he get in these mental reps and in meetings and still being here?
Has to, you know, he has to. And it could be watching. It could be the film. Like I said, I think, you know, we've got some good projects that he's working on right now in terms of watching his one-on-one pass sets and his one-on-one run blocks from the spring and from early in training camp. So, you know, you have to make up for that, you know, lack of getting the reps. But again, the coaches do a great job. They stay very involved, and they get a lot of questions. You actually get more questions when you're not performing in meetings than you do if you are, because you just want to keep them into it mentally. And it's very, very different when you're not getting the full speed reps that he's missing out on. But again, very comfortable with him, with what he's getting. And we've been talking to him a lot about just, you know, attacking the rehab, and he's done a great job, and he's already moving a lot better.
Guys that y'all were cross-training on the offensive side, Turpin at running back, Lippy at tight end, and then Deuce at receiver. We've been able to see some of the Turpin and Lippy packages, but since Deuce has been in and out with the hamstring, is there still some things that y'all want to see on the field with Deuce that y'all have installed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, his football instincts are off the chart. So intelligent, can play multiple positions. He's really, you know, running back / slot. You know, so like you look for those slot matchups and things like that, whether it's option routes or, you know, change of direction routes where you're trying to use his quickness and explosiveness to, you know, match up on a lesser player, whether it's a linebacker or a big boundary safety that, you know, he should be able to have a step on. And of course, his quickness and suddenness is pretty special. But again, you know, all those things, they're installed, and when he gets back, we'll start, you know, using those again. But he kind of knows his role and how he'll be used, and we've got a package going in today that we call where we put two halfbacks in the game. Those normally would be his reps. But again, you know, when you don't get those opportunities, it goes to somebody else. So you'll see Jaden Blue do some of those things, and, you know, great opportunity for us to evaluate JB.
StrausCowboys.com. It's first game week. I know the practice tomorrow makes things a little interesting, but what do you try to do throughout the week to get your guys ready? What's that game week process look like with you? Is it pretty standard? Do you try to add some wrinkles to it from what you've learned in the past?
Yeah, Tommy, that's a good question. I mean, we're not changing. Our focus right now is on us. You know, I mean, we're going to go line up and play on Saturday, and I'll get more detail into that as we get going through the week. But, like, our focus right now is on all things Cowboys. And let's have a great practice today. Let's have a great scrimmage tomorrow. We're not doing, like, the typical, okay, hey, this is first, second down. We're not doing that. We're still in the install phase of what we're trying to get done and focus on, who we are and what our true identity is on offense, defense. We're learning our players. We're learning our scheme. What do we do well? What do we like? What do we not like? What do we need to adjust? And again, we probably won't show a whole lot in the preseason, to be honest with you.
I think you guys had the beach day and families in town this weekend. How fun was that, and how much did you enjoy getting to be with your guys and their families and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it was amazing. It really was. Just a chance to step away and, go and sit and stare at the Pacific Ocean and, have some cocktails and eat and get to know the players' families a little bit better and let them get to know my family and the coaches and everybody. It was really fun. And the operations people, Brian Wansley, Cable, Jason McKay, all the ops guys, Laura Fryer, my assistant, like, they just did an amazing job. And the Zechariah Dunes did an amazing job. So if I had one person come up to me and thank me, I probably had 50. So it was fun because some of the players didn't want to leave. Like, they were having a good time. They were playing cornhole. There were some serious cornhole tournaments going on. Banger's really good, by the way. You guys don't want to play him at a bar in cornhole. He's really, really good. But it was truly a chance for us to slow down and, lean into the ones we love and care about.
Hey, Joe Hoyt, Dallas. You and Matt Eberflus both talked about your plans for Micah Parsons in terms of moving around and how you can kind of get the most out of him on defense. When a trade request is made, how...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Does that alter your game plan for game one already? Is your mind even going there yet?
No. We're still planning on moving Mike around and putting him in all the spots that we see him and using our fronts the way we want to see it. And no, we just... you know, we go about our business every day. We live in the moment. We focus in the moment. And again, like I said, I talked to you guys the other day. I'm not going to get a lot into it, but you know, I expect Micah to be here.
And then Juan A. Thomas, we haven't seen him a little bit. How's he doing? What's kind of the expectations for her return?
He's doing really well. He was actually having a great camp before. You know, he got banged up a little bit, but he's doing really well. I think he's on track. Might be another week or so, but he's working hard and. Again, he's found his voice in a good way in terms of his command of the defense and what he's trying to do. And when he's out there, you know, you hear the not just the calls, but the confidence in making the calls and actually trumping linebackers on some certain shifts and motions, which we challenge our guys with. And, you know, again, he's another guy. He'll be getting a lot of reps in the classroom and gets asked a lot of questions and forced to speak in those settings.
Dave Lofberg, Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, 105.3 The Fan. Brian, this will be, to the best of my knowledge, this will be the first time as a play caller we've got the calling plays of the defensive head coach. Correct?
That is correct.
It's going to be liberating for you. I know Pete Carroll at playoff games said, when I jumped into a couple of calls, I should have done that. You won't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's and look, everybody you work with is different. You know, like Pete was great. Jeff Fisher was great. Rex was, you know, really all the guys I work with. You know, there was a ton of meetings that go on behind the scenes and you talk about the plan and all that stuff. But definitely freeing. You know, you don't have to think or ask. If it's fourth down and you want to go for it, you go for it, you know, and you listen to the people that help you with that information, Ryan Feeder and some of the people that do the game management. But it's definitely a feeling where you feel like you can control the rhythm maybe more than you do when you have to answer to somebody. And I haven't really thought much about it, but it's real. It's very true.
Brad Sham, Cowboys Radio, 105.3 The Fan. You had an opportunity to examine a lot of your quarterback depth the last week or two. I'm interested in your thoughts, especially about Rochelle and Childress at Manning.
Okay. Well, Christian's the newest one. But again, you know, he was with Flus and understands that. Rochelle's actually made some plays. You know, when we worked him out, we loved his size, Brad, and I love the veteran experience. So he's doing a nice job with some of the things we have. He's working mostly boundary corner because he's a big physical guy, and that's what you want in a boundary corner. And then the one that's probably being taxed the most and doing a good job with it is Ian, because he's playing some nickel and he's having to move back into safeties in some roles and things like that. But another guy where the football instincts jump off the film at you. And when you talk to him and you ask him about the things we're trying to do on defense, he's got the immediate answer. And again, what you look forward to from the preseason is watching these guys tackle. You know, right now when we're in pads, we're thudding off. But, you know, big part of this defense is no house guests and you got to tackle. And so I think that's going to be the biggest thing that we're going to figure out when we go up Saturday against the Rams is, you know, who are the guys that can get people on the ground and do the things we want in that regard. But all three of those guys are getting great opportunities and maximizing their reps.
Can they help themselves in terms of moving up the chart when you get ready to put the final 53 together?
Always. I mean, always. I mean, we're always looking for competition, and if a guy plays well, then you'll see them move up. So let's say, you know, most of our racks are like ones go first, then the twos go, then the ones go, then the twos and threes kind of go. So you'll see those guys maybe, if you notice them in the second group, which would be after the first ones, be the twos, you know, you'll see guys move into those spots if there's things that we see that we like and that they're doing the right way and they're playing the game the right way, we're certainly going to reward them.
WFAA. Regarding Micah, what's lost in terms of the value I would assume he brings in terms of going, taking reps against your offensive linemen, your tackles, getting to block against one of the great rushers in the league, and just him coordinating with, you know, stunts and so forth with new teammates?
Yeah, I think the first one that jumps off the film is probably that, you know, challenging our young tackles. And, you know, of course you wanted to see Guyton and Micah last year, and then Tyler had the setback, and, you know, going up against, you know, T. Steele or going up against Nate Thomas, you know, that speed and all that stuff, that's part of the competition that we talk about, you know. And so that's the first thing. In terms of the scheme fit and us moving Micah around and all that stuff, we can get those things done in walkthroughs. We can get those things done in talkthrough. We can emphasize those things. And it's more selfishly for us from an offensive standpoint is not having that elite speed edge rusher coming off the corner. But you know, Donovan's done a great job. Dante Fowler's having an incredible camp, so it's not like we're short of guys that have elite speed coming off the edge and bending corners.
Dan Greenspan, Associate Press. Brian, in the couple of weeks I've been out here, I've noticed the way you talk about competition, there's a lot of carryover, even down to some of the verbiage between you and Pete Carroll. Why does it seem like your time with Pete was really influential in that part of your footballing identity now?
I just think, you know, when I first got there and Pete gave me an opportunity to go there as the coordinator, there were so many things. So I've always carried around little notebooks, and I just make notes about things that I like and don't like. And, okay, when I get an opportunity to be head coach, I'm going to do this. But I'd never been around anybody like Pete. You know, I mean, Jeff was a fun-loving player's coach. You know, Rex was a wild man in a good way. You know, Eric Mangini was very much like, you know, Coach Belichick. My dad was certainly, you know, a certain way. I chuckle about that one. But I just think, you know, when I watched Pete and I was sitting in the meetings, and whether that was a staff meeting or a team meeting, there was just so many things that I was like, you know what, I do believe that. And from day one, Pete said to me, he goes, you know, Shotty, I say this, and I mean it. He goes, you're a football savant. He goes, football just makes sense to you. And it really does. Football comes easy to me. I'm sure it's because I've grown up around the game, but it just comes easy to me. I say that humbly. That was Pete's words. He goes, but do you really know what you believe in? Like, he challenged me. I think it was the very first day he hired me. He said, do you really know what you believe in and what a practice should look like and what the identity of your defense should look like and, you know, what's the practice going to look like? And I kind of paused and I was like, man, I was like, I can't answer that right now. I guess I don't know. And so I just love that he really invested in me. And, you know, so I was hooked, you know, and I was listening. I don't do everything that Pete does, you know, but I was captured. I was captured by the way he coaches, his energy, the competition. I've always been a competitor. Whether I'm good at something or not, I'm going to try to find a way to win. I don't always find a way to win, but I'm going to try. And so I think he caught me at the right time.
Mike Wilson, WFA. The number three receiver position, how have you seen that competition play out? Is that mostly Mingo and Tolbert in your mind? I imagine Turpin's got a role in that too, but his role is different. Is that mostly Mingo and
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to roll guys through in that spot. I mean, Terp obviously is different. We all know that. Mingo's having a great camp. I mean, you know, Tolbert is, you know, he doesn't get noticed sometimes, but he just goes out there and does a great job in every phase, in the run blocking, in the receiving element. He just does everything right. So those three guys, if you were putting a depth chart out there today, they'd probably be the guys getting the first crack at it. But again, yeah, I want to see, you know, Ryan Flournoy. I want to see Jalen Brooks. I want to see those guys continue to compete. We got some young guys that we're excited about. And, you know, but at the end of the day, if you were trying to finalize a roster, which we're not, we're a long way from doing that. Those would probably be the first couple names that go into that spot. But we're going to be multiple. We're going to have running backs that play in receiver spots and tight ends that play in receiver spots and linemen that play in tight end spots, and that's all part of our DNA as an offense.
Tomorrow, I imagine you guys probably have settled on a lot of this, probably not tackling to the ground, things like that.
Correct.
Where would you evaluate, is this, how close to full game speed do you expect tomorrow?
It'll be fast. I mean, it's going to be fast, and again, it's going to be because, you know, there's going to be some nuances, some blitzes we haven't seen, some route concepts the defense hasn't seen, and, you know, Sean and his staff, you know, Chris Shula and LaFleur, those guys they're awesome. You know, we've competed against them over the last couple of years, and, you know, they're a really good football team, and we think that we'll match their intensity. We think it's going to be no different for us in terms of how we practice. That's what we want. Like, quite honestly, I almost didn't have a joint practice just because of the fact you're like, hey, if we practice the right way, then why do I need to go practice against anybody else? But then when you start talking about the scheme fit and stuff, Mike, it's like, well, I do need a little bit of scheme, you know, flexibility and looking at 3-4 defenses and things like that. And it was something that we, you know, we took into account. We were like, you know what, worked really well last year, and you know Sean's easy to work with, his staff. So, but I'll be disappointed if the tempo changes. Quite honestly, I think if anything, we should practice that way today.
Jeff Gold with Fox 4. When you think about your life routine outside of football time, when workday ends before the next one begins, how much, if anything, has changed about that now as the head coach? And are you sleeping more or less or the same?
Good question. You know, the phone rings a lot more probably than it did when I was a coordinator. You know, there's things that come up at all hours of the day and the night and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm a grinder. You know, I work a lot of hours. I'm more of a night owl. I'm not a 4 a.m. guy. I know Sean is. You know, Sean's a 3:15, 3:45 guy. He and I have laughed about that a little bit. I'm more of a 1 o'clock in the morning type guy. I mean, that's kind of me. I'm just, I guess I was born at 4:15 in the morning, so I could think that maybe has something to do with it. look, when I get a chance to get away, I try to turn it off and be around the people I care about, which is my wife and my kids and my family. But, you know, it hasn't changed me very much. You know, I just, you know, sleep doesn't bother me or lack thereof.
Brianna Aldridge, CBS News, Texas. When you're looking at a guy like Trayshawn Holden, who's a young guy, but he seems to be getting a lot of eyes on him right now, he's making some splash plays. What have you seen from him? And when it's a guy running mostly with the twos, what are you looking for specifically when you bring another team in here?
Say that last part.
What are you looking for from a guy like him who's taking reps with the twos when another team comes?
Yeah, well, again, number one, we were really excited when we got Trayshawn as an undrafted free agent. You know, we had some inside information into him because of Junior Adams being with him. The ability to make plays that you see out there, whether it's catching the in cut the other day, caught a deep cross yesterday. He's just showing up every day, and I think that's what you want to see. What you don't want to see is a guy has a great day, and then the next day and the next day, those next 2 days, he's quiet and he doesn't make any plays. He muffed a handoff. It was our fault as coaches because we didn't ball handle it, but he muffed a little sweep that we had around the corner and he still went for about 25 yards. But the consistency, you know, if you see a guy that's doing it day in and day out, then you are earning those opportunities. If a guy has one great practice and then the next day he disappears, or he's got two or three mental errors, then you're not earning the opportunity to get more reps with the twos. And he's a guy that has been pretty consistent. I mean, I can think of really three plays in the past 2 days alone that he's made that jump off the film. A touchdown in the move the ball period, and then the two plays I mentioned earlier, the deep cross and then the muffed sweep play that we had. But he also asks a lot of questions. He really is curious. And I love players that are curious. They want to know the whys. They want to know, okay, why did we do that? Why would we check that? Why are we alerting that? And it shows you that they're dialed into what we're trying to do and want to understand it on a much more comprehensive level.
Well, just in Dallas Cowboys TV, when you have a running back room where everyone's stacking good days and also showing some versatility, whether it's in pass pro or in the receiving game as well, how hard is it for you in terms of evaluating that room?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Well, it's exciting, one, because you feel like, okay, we got a really competitive room. You know, when you look at it, I've always said it, this is part of the process, but the real process starts, you know, when we start playing games where they're trying to get tackled and there's blitzers that are actually trying to get to the quarterback. You know, right now we're dealing with the quarterback halo. The quarterbacks have the red jerseys on. And so when the blitzers come, they kind of, they engage, but they don't, you know, try to run through them. So I'm really excited about the room. Again, the guy I probably haven't talked about enough that shows up every day now is Phil Maffa. You know, Phil is a guy that, you know, when he moves, it's very smooth, very fluid. His vision is excellent. And so he's a guy that I didn't really have much of a feel for in the spring because I didn't see him do much. And now over the past, you know, whatever it's been, 2 weeks of camp, week and a half of camp, there's something like Trayshawn that we're asking him, talking about. He shows up every day with some really, really positive plays that get you excited.
That is the Brian Schottenheimer presser right there, live from Oxnard as we get prepared for Cowboys' first preseason game, which you'll hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Wanker of the Weekend. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, don't forget that your first opportunity to compete in the Fan Phenom is going to be this Thursday at Jake's. It is 7910 State Highway 78 in Sachse. That's on Thursday. On Friday, we will be at the one off Marsh in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Fred and I will be out there. We're hoping everybody comes out, has a good time with us. Again, you have four opportunities. One's going to be in Grand Prairie, Fort Worth, one in Frisco as well. But this is your chance to show the boss, hey, man, I got the chops for this. I can do this. Show you got some potential.
I'm signing poop bags on Friday, too.
That's a new thing that just happened today, I believe.
Second segment, I think. Okay. Second or third segment.
So hopefully.
Signing poop bags. Without poop in them, though.
I feel like, okay.
No poop.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't think you can bring, I don't think Jake's going to be okay pre-poop. With you bringing those in.
Think puke bags,
yeah,
but poop bag. And honestly, I was just riffing so much. I meant to say doggy bag.
Doggy bag for food. Like when you're leaving the restaurant.
Exactly.
All right. And, dude, no, I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Because we're about to go off the rails.
I know better.
I'm like a double dutch. I'm ready to go. As soon as you jump in, let's do it. I'm ready.
Right now, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend, and we have no bed music for this. So don't worry. No intro music for this. So it's no big deal. But. Okay. Wanker of the Weekend, the hip drop tackle. Did you see Salvin Ahmed carted off the field for the Colts on poor a tackle kid. By his own teammate?
His own teammate.
That stinks.
Practice squad guy.
You're sitting there, an undrafted free agent just tackles you, and now you're like, oh, man, you got a gruesome leg injury.
Yeah.
That's something that's not even allowed in the game.
And he was crossing the goal line.
Dang.
I was like, there was no need to even tackle him.
Yeah, leave him alone at that point. We will call the hip drop tackle the wanker, not the teammate on that one, even though he should be as well.
Shane Steichen did say the teammate felt bad. In shambles, is what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a word right there.
When you're in shambles, you're not in a good way.
Wanker of the weekend, and I'd say that.
Jock Peterson.
Yes, definitely Jock Peterson. Sorry. Everybody out there knows right now. Everybody's in the same place right now.
He's in shambles.
With him. He's either popping up. Missing pitches he should never swing at. Like, he doesn't. I said this early in the season. It looks like he doesn't even know where the baseball is.
No.
And that hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
That's
dude.
The frustrating part is that some of these, like Marcus Semien has come along.
Yes. Adolis.
Corey Seager finally found a groove. But Jock looks like I'm done playing baseball, and this is just me finishing my last years here.
I'm just here because I don't want to get fined.
I say this with a, I got to say it gently.
What?
Sophie Cunningham has asked people who attend WNBA games to stop throwing Ditos at them.
Yeah.
Because over the weekend, a second neon Dito has hit the WNBA court.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, How are they getting through security?
That, we asked that question yesterday.
Yeah? Would y'all get any good answers on this? Where Trevor, do you hide them?
Trevor asked the same question.
Where do you hide them?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been to any WNBA like games, in a pocket. So I can't speak.
Alec, when you went to the game on Friday night, was it pretty tough? Or do you think I can get a
kind of frisky
through?
No, it was pretty tough. I think part of it, though, is because they were at the bigger arena at the AAC, so it's the AAC staff.
Gotcha.
You know, so it did feel like a Mavs game where a timeout, they have like five security guards across each side of the rectangle of the court. So it did feel very, you know, secure, I guess is the word for it. Yeah. Police presence and everything. It felt like an NBA game.
And to the 469's point, those aren't cheap. Those things aren't cheap. Not that I've been pricing them or anything,
but I feel like
they're not cheap.
He's just a good radio host. Yeah. He did his research.
So right. Yeah, like what? Don't
probably in the same place Lieutenant Coolidge put his father's watch.
That's a good point. I remember that one. I remember that one. That's good.
He'd be damned,
dude. Walken's the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just absolutely the best.
Stole the show.
The
died of dysentery.
It is official. Bots have taken over. Automated bots now make up more than half of global internet traffic.
That makes all the sense in the world.
75% of Twitter. Is
damn, Elon.
Alec, you've said many times, Twitter's not a real place.
That's right.
But now, you ain't lying.
Now that you got 75% of Twitter is made up of bots.
God.
And that makes sense whenever you see, and I'm not specifically calling out any group here. You see this across the board.
Boy, you do.
When one group, they have the exact same message all the time. And you're like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
Did y'all send an email to each
Seriously.
Other and y'all are on the, like y'all
same
are on the group
meme,
chat?
The whole nine.
But this is, a picture that was slightly different and just every single word's the same. It's a little weird. Yeah, Twitter, actually they say Twitter specifically is up 75.85%. Of that. So that's almost 76%.
Come on, Elon. Get it
bots.
Together, bro. Get it together.
Also, Wanker of the Weekend. I'm going to throw out Nintendo. Evidently.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Because Americans are such sex mongers. They almost put a set of breasts on Pikachu whenever they were coming up with the character. Because Americans... It would be more appealing to Americans. So I'm glad they didn't. So I will take the Wanker of the Weekend set away from them.
Yeah.
But if Pikachu had a rack, I would probably be a little. I would probably not let the kids play. You know, I'd be like, sorry guys, this game's not for us.
I don't even know what Pikachu is.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, welcome back to DFW. How we feeling?
Terrific, Majors. How the heck are you guys?
Really good. Really good. Been fun working with Fred so far. Looking forward to the rest of this week as well, and a couple days next week. You guys get to crosstalk with him every night. Did you know that he was this electric?
Yeah. Fred's his own special kind of vibe. And
a long time ago.
We enjoy it. Been on fire today.
Any minute. He could get fired.
Did we know
minute.
He was this electric?
You call it electric? You call it electric, we call it idiotic.
Okay. All right. It's an enjoyable experience across the board there.
Yeah.
Are you happy to be back,
no,
or you wish
no.
you were still out
no,
there?
God, no. I love football practice.
My Broadus is so angry today.
I am angry. I'm watching all these guys and gals talk football today, and I'm sitting here, and I'm going to talk about the Rangers' inability to close out games and stuff this weekend, but hopefully we'll talk about some Cowboy things. But, yeah, I love football practice. I really do.
That's kind of where I was going to start first. What was the more frustrating thing over the weekend for you guys, the whole drama that was going on off the field with the Cowboys, or what was going on the field with the Rangers?
It was the Cowboys. Yeah. I mean, it always is. And especially us being like everything that's going on with Micah. I mean, I think the Rangers stuff, Brian had put in the sweep talk. Like, I knew Brian was going to be very nervous about this series in Seattle.
Mm.
And certainly They could have taken 3 of 4. They absolutely didn't. They lose 3 of 4. And that's unfortunate. And the trade deadline stuff was fun. I don't know. We'll talk with CY today. Like, I wonder how close they were to getting a bat.
Thank you.
And it just end up happening. Like, the Ryan O'Hearn, we started getting those reports during practice. We were out there, three live mics, they in on that. Maybe it was just the asking price was too high and they weren't able to do it. But clearly, like, they made a strength of strength, which is great. But the offense is still lacking, and now you've got Josh Jung hurt again. You got Evan Carter dealing with back spasms. Hopefully Berger can come back. He's been tearing it up with Double-A Frisco. I hope he's back soon. But now you've got this Jock Peterson situation, but it's still going to be about the Cowboys and Micah and Jerry, and we were out there for the media party, which we got some good information there. So I think the Cowboys stole the show, but this is a big week for the Rangers. There's no question. Huge. You come back home. You got a Yankees team that's reeling. This could be like an elimination series when you think about it. Like, the Rangers could need to sweep the Yankees. They are in a bad, bad way right now. And you have a chance to kind of end them, in my opinion. I think that the Yankees making the postseason is a very serious question.
Yeah.
You need to come back home. And the fans need to bring it. I know we've seen some people around Rangers Nation trying to get this going, like, be loud. The postseason environment needs to start here tonight at Globe Life Park.
See, that's the thing that I think has been missing from this Rangers team all season, has been whenever you have somebody, they let them off the hook. Whenever you have a pitcher that's
Denny Green, exactly.
You have a pitcher that's actually, he's a good pitcher, like Gilbert. The other day, and you're like, okay, he's having a bad night. Do not let him off the hook. And they're just like, we're just going to continue to do our thing. And with the Yankees, they're reeling right now. You should punish them. You should send them back to New York and say, all right, it was nice to have you here. Don't ever come back thinking you're going to get wins here. And this Rangers team just hasn't had that killer instinct that I've been expecting out of them. I mean, that's not having Max Scherzer.
I hope they show it to us, because over the last week, with everything that's gone on with both the Cowboys and Rangers, Rangers updates were the only thing that made me go, crap. You know, the Tyler Guyton thing was almost that.
Yeah.
But within an hour, we were saved. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the results of the last 7 games, you know, and the way that you blow 2 saves and you're finding ways to lose, I'd hope that they would have merged, you know, and continue the momentum that they established post All-Star break here, post deadline. But we haven't been treated to that yet. So, I think this kind of plunges you back into Rangers anxiety. And right now, there's really nothing other than injuries that can happen to the Cowboys to make me feel like
Real
that.
Quick, what's y'all's DeGrom concern level after these last 2 outings?
I think he just needs a rest.
I mean, his July ERA was a 4.17, I think. So it's more than these last 2.
Yeah.
I think he needs a rest. But if that's your worst 4-week stretch of the season, you take it. I expect him to be nails here in August, September.
Okay.
But maybe he needs a rest. I like that.
Maybe you skip a start. Maybe is there a way you can say, like, arm fatigue and he's on the 10-day IL or something?
I wonder if we do a 10-day IL.
Yeah. I mean, because to me it was like these, you're right, over this has kind of started to, you could kind of see the innings are mounting and he hasn't pitched this much in a long time due to the injuries. So I think that this was kind of par for the course, and you've got guys like Jacob Blatts that have subbed in and been really, really good. And now when you add a Merrill Kelly, like, do you want to extend? I think they've done pretty well with bullpen days. Like, John Gray is a guy that can go in there and probably give you 4 innings if you need to, or maybe you can stretch him out and he goes longer. There's not really an excuse to not give DeGrom and push him back a start if that's what he needs. And I think he's showing that he probably does.
Yeah, I think before the season's over, he needs to miss 2 starts. Absolutely. This is kind of where I stand with that. We're having the conversation earlier this morning about the whole Micah situation. Do you think that's affecting the guys in that locker room at all? Or do you think that it's business and it stays out of mind altogether?
Yeah, I would. I tried to get to the bottom of that this morning, and I didn't get the answer that I thought I was going to get.
Mm.
But
good or bad?
No, it's good. They're not, because I know there's questions about culture and all that stuff like that, and is it affecting? I think guys realize it is part of the business. I think if anything, what I was told, it kind of brings guys even closer together.
Okay,
that they kind of see like, okay. Well, let's not act like that Micah was the most liked guy, by the way.
Yeah, we've heard for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and now, you know, his teammates have tried to kind of stepped up, a couple of them have, but, you know, there are people in the organization, and there are people, the players. I mean, even Mike McCarthy, who was gone on his way, you know, I think there were some comments from him about that as well. So, yeah, it's we'll see. We'll see how it. But I think for the most part, though, Schottenheimer's doing what he needs to do.
Love it.
Love to hear that. What do you guys got coming up on the show, Graham, today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. You're looking at CY at 420, the Cy Young Show.
Looking forward to that for sure. Because I love the questions already. I'm excited about Rangers tonight. Let's get this thing rolling, guys. All right. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Until tomorrow, you've been masterpieced.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.